This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Adora Udoji is off today. Israel's government has announced that it will press ahead with its offensive into Gaza, despite the United Nations vote yesterday calling for a ceasefire. Israel and Hamas are apparently ignoring the UN vote, and we're joined now live by the BBC Jerusalem correspondent, Mike Lanchon, in just a moment. Femi, the UN vote yesterday on a ceasefire is utterly moot in some sense. Because the U.S. abstained, yet it still supports it.
Yes, in fact, Condoleezza Rice says that the U.S. is supporting the ceasefire, but they wanted to make sure that there were certain conditions in place, i.e. Hamas has to stop sending rockets into the southern part of Israel before they actually sign up to it. So they are giving it support, but just not signing up quite yet.
John. Well, let's get an assessment of those conditions, whether they're being met or not, live from the BBC's Jerusalem correspondent, Mike Lanchon. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much. Good afternoon.
What's the situation with the fighting at this moment?
Well, from what we've heard, the Israeli Air Force has hit at least 50 targets across the Gaza Strip, including launching pads for rockets and facilities used to manufacture the rockets, according to the Israeli army. The Israeli military commander seems quite keen to pursue what they're calling a third stage of the operation, with additional ground troops now being sent into the heart of Gaza's more built-up areas. On the other side, there has also been reports of more rockets being fired from inside the Gaza Strip into Israel itself. What we also understand is that the security cabinet of the Israeli government has been meeting today to discuss the UN resolution. There has been a statement out from the Prime Minister's office actually rejecting the UN resolution, which has been calling for a ceasefire, and the Prime Minister's office has actually called the resolution unworkable. And he's noted also that the Palestinians have fired more rockets into Israel today, Friday.
Right. And south of you in Egypt, Hamas is expected to have talks with the Egyptian government. We'll have to see what happens there. At the conclusion of Friday prayers in Cairo, there was a big demonstration against the Israeli action in Gaza. Was there any unrest in Jerusalem as Friday prayers concluded on the Temple Mount or the Haram al-Sharif?
Not that we've heard of. There were several thousand people were demonstrating and burnt Israeli flags in the city of Hebron, which is actually a Hamas stronghold in the West Bank. Generally, there's been a lot of anger amongst Palestinians on the occupied West Bank about this. But as of today, the West Bank was closed down temporarily to avoid any of that sort of spilling over.
It does seem as though with the relative quiet on the West Bank and aside from what you describe in Hebron, that Hamas is looking pretty isolated here.
Yes. I mean, just a couple of days ago, I was in the West Bank town of Ramallah, where the city there, which is also obviously under the control of the Palestinian Authority, it's the Palestinian Authority's capital, has seen a lot of the benefits of the foreign aid coming into the occupied West Bank, into the Palestinian Authority's coffers. And so you see a more developed society there as far as sort of the infrastructure and everything like that. Though when you go sort of further into the West Bank to Hebron, the town I just mentioned, which is sort of more affiliated, more allied with Hamas, you see sort of less infrastructure and people actually on the ground are expressing more anger than perhaps in other cities around the West Bank.
So in that sense, Hebron really resembles Gaza in some sense, so it would be natural that there would be this reaction. Mike Lanchon, thanks so much for joining us. He's a BBC correspondent in Jerusalem, where there is a small reaction outside of Gaza, but the fighting continues.